Let's all say amen.
Amen.
In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible said, Paul, when he wrote to Titus, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. And watch what it's supposed to do. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Yeah, so God appeared that we might live a better life than we've been living. Amen?
Amen.
And so I want to thank everyone this afternoon for your presence to hear another portion of God's word. You know, in the evening session, we've been looking at those men of faith. Brother Brooks have been using Hebrews 11, excuse me, as a foundation for preaching those. And when I'm up in the afternoon, I'll look at those prophets of which we can develop faith from, as he's been preaching in the afternoon. So what I want to do is look at Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. And want to set the foundation, so we'll look at our text. Our subject title is from the text when, thank Brother Ernest for reading, where it says, our God, excuse me, in whom we serve is able. Yeah, that's the title. But I want to try to encourage us on this afternoon. In Daniel chapter 1, as we look at Daniel chapter 3, I want to foundationally set up the text so you'll see what we're talking about when we talk about Daniel, and not make the assumption that we know what the text says. In Daniel chapter 1, Brother Oles, if you would.
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it.
So what you got, the Bible says that in the third year, this is the book of Daniel, in the third year, while Jehoiakim was king of Judah, he was the king, God allowed Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to come unto Jerusalem, and what he did was took over. Read.
And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God.
Yeah.
And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God.
So when he took over, God, notice that the Bible said, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, into his hand. And God let him take part of the vessels that was in the house of God. And what he did was he took them back and put them to his own house of God with a little G. Read.
And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes.
Read.
Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning and knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans.
So what he said was, I want you to go in there. He told the master of the eunuch, he said, I want you to go in there and look at the children of Israel, and those children that look good, those that are, notice the Bible said, had no blemish, and they were well-favored. They were skillful in wisdom, you know, cunning in knowledge, understood science. He said, those individuals, those that have the ability to stand before me, he said, I want you to get them out, and what we want to do, we want to flip them over. Yeah, you got to understand, when you're a Christian, the devil want to turn you over. Yeah, he will. Notice what he said, we want to teach them the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And so we got to be careful, even as Christians, that you don't watch your language. Watch what you're saying. Make sure you ain't picking up that language out of the street and you bring it, because all they want to do is teach you the learning and to speak like those individuals. We Christians, we have a different type of speech. And then the Bible says, and the king appointed
them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank.
Yeah.
So nourishing them 3 years that at the end thereof they might stand before the king.
So what the king said, I want you to take them away from me and I want you to feed them every day. Feed them from my table. Yeah, give them wine. Give them wine to drink. Yeah, nourish them up for 3 years. He said, at the end of 3 years, bring them back before me so they can stand before me. And then verse 6 says what?
Now among these were the children of Judah.
Yeah.
Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Now that's what their real name. We know them. I was kidding Brother Owens. I was saying we know them by their hood name. We don't know them by their real name. But that's what their real name was. Say those names again. Daniel.
Hananiah.
Uh-huh.
Mishael.
Uh-huh.
And Azariah.
And then unto whom?
The prince of the eunuchs gave names.
Yeah.
For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar.
Okay.
And to Hananiah of Shadrach.
Read.
And to Mishael of Meshach.
Read.
And to Azariah of Abednego.
Yeah, so that's the name. You know, most of us that know the Old Testament, we know Shadrach, Meshach, and what? Yeah, we know that. But that wasn't their name. Yeah, sometimes people name you whatever they want to name you. But the point being that that's what not their name. But now watch what happens here. I'm trying to help us here. So now God had allowed them to be taken over. And understand this here about life. Sometimes things will overtake you that God will allow. Yeah, God allows situations sometimes. But again, as I said this morning, we have to learn how to deal with situations the best we can. Yeah, and we want to do it as Christians. So the Bible said then Daniel did what in verse number 8?
Purpose in his heart,
yeah,
that he would not defile himself,
yeah,
with the portion of the king's meat,
yeah,
nor with the wine which he drank.
Yeah.
Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that, yeah, he might not defile himself.
Yeah, so you can live in the hood, but you ain't got to be ghetto. Yeah, you can live there. Everything around you can be going to people, but you can still uphold yourself. So notice what Daniel did. Daniel, I'm saying this to young people, don't, no matter what's going on around you, you don't have to let the environment consume you. You don't have to. So notice what did. Sometimes we got a purpose in our heart. I'm going to do this. And that's when you look at in Philippians 4:13, when the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What God will strengthen is your purpose. God was strong. He's going to give you, make, I said this last week, he's not going to make you strong, but he can strengthen your purpose. He can give you determination. So what Daniel said, say, look here, no, I'm not going for that. I'm not going for that. You know, I don't want the king's meat. I don't want none of his wine. And I'm going to ask God to help me with this situation. Watch verse number 9.
Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs.
Yeah. So God gave him some favor. And I'm saying to some of us sometimes it looks like everything is turned against you, but God can give you some favor. God can give you favor with people. Yeah. God gave him favor with people. And watch this here. God got the eunuch to do something that he didn't even want to do. Read verse 10. If it makes it good, and we'll go to our text, and I'll be before you. Read verse 10. This is good teaching anyway.
And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel,
uh-huh,
I fear my lord the king,
yeah,
who had appointed your meat and your drink.
Yeah.
For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children, which are of your sort?
Mm-hmm.
Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king.
So he says, wait a minute. Hold on, Daniel. You know, I like you. And it's like that. You know, we can like each other. But understand this here, man. Look here. If I let you do what you want to do, and I don't feed you with the food from the king's table, when the king see you looking poorly and down and looking hungry, malnourished, guess who head going to be on the block? And then Daniel said to him what? His name was Melzar. Daniel said what to him?
Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Verse 12.
Prove thy servants,
uh-huh,
I beseech thee, 10 days,
yeah,
and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink.
Now, some people, they call it Daniel's diet. Y'all heard that before? Going on Daniel's diet. Yeah, and Daniel's diet, he said, look here, I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'll make a deal with you. He said, do this. Give me 10 days. Excuse me. He said, give me 10 days. He said, let me have pulse. And sometimes you read the pulse, the Bible calls it vegetables, some text calls it lentils. What he said basically, give me vegetables to eat and water to drink. Do it for 10 days. And he said, now at the end of 10 days, however I look, you do what you got to do. Read what he said.
Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee,
uh-huh,
and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants.
Yeah. So he said, now, after 10 days, if I look like you say I'm going to look, then I'm going to eat the food from the table. He said, but now, if I don't, then let me roll with it. Verse 14.
So he consented to them in this matter.
Yeah. He said, okay, and I agree with you. Let's do it.
And proved them 10 days.
And then, at the end
of the 10 days,
yeah,
their countenance appeared fairer, yeah, and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat.
Thus Melzar
took away the portion of their meat,
uh-huh,
and the wine that they should drink,
uh-huh,
and gave them pulse.
Yeah, so God, we say, well, at the end of the day, they were healthier. So that tells us we can go to the Bible and see, if I want to be healthier, start eating me some more vegetables. Mm. Yeah. Stop drinking all them sodas. Start drinking you some water. Yeah, we can go to the Bible. The Bible can help us in all areas. Amen, somebody. Ain't nobody saying amen on that. Yeah. Let me clear my voice up. So, this was the situation with Daniel. So, Daniel, what he ended up doing was he made Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar allowed Daniel to basically be over all the things that he had. And so, you got to understand also, when you become a Christian, people will start player hating on you just because you are a Christian. Just because you say, I'm a member of the Church of Christ and I'm a Christian, people will kind of raise up against you. So go to chapter 3, Brother Owens. Chapter 3. We're going to do some reading now. Do some reading. And I'm going to share with you where we can find where we get to the text. So I just wanted to lay down for those that, we got our new converts and others that may not be familiar with the text. So Daniel was over Nebuchadnezzar. He was working. And so the Bible says in Daniel 3 and 1, Nebuchadnezzar,
the king made an image of gold,
okay,
whose height was 60 cubits,
okay,
and the breadth thereof 6 cubits.
Okay.
He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
So what happened now? So Nebuchadnezzar was a king, and he made a gold image, and he put that image up. The Bible says, when you see the word score means 20. So the Bible says, if 3 times 20 is 60 cubits high. And he said the width of it was 6 cubits. And he put it in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Read.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes,
mm-hmm,
the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces,
yeah,
to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up.
So the king said, guess what? I'm going to set up this image, and I want to have a dedication to this image. Then the princes and governors and captains,
the judges,
read,
the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
Then?
And Herod cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages,
uh-huh,
that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up.
But, oh, you did a good job reading that, man. That's why he the reader. You saw he did that? Yeah. So what happened then? So the king said, I'll tell you what. This is all the people, everybody. At the time you hear all these instruments, what I want you to do, to fall down and worship me. And whoso falleth not down, verse 6,
and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
The Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar said, whoever don't bow down, when they hear that sound, they are going to be cast into a fiery furnace, and they're going to be burnt up. Therefore, at that time,
when all of the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all the kinds of music, all of the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up.
Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans
came near,
yeah,
and accused the Jews.
See, you got to be careful. People always want to accuse. When you're trying to live for the Lord, people look at you, and they want to single you out. And they want to, they looked at them. The Chaldeans looked at them and said, guess what? Guess what the Jews are not doing? Then spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar,
O king,
yeah,
live forever.
Thou, O king,
has made a decree
that every man
that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music
shall fall down
and worship the golden image.
And whosoever falleth not down
and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
There are certain Jews
whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon.
See now, they hate now. They hate now. They say, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute, King, guess what? You got some people. You know, this happened on our job. Become a supervisor. Get elevated. People start ratting on you, start telling on you. But don't matter. You got God with you. He said, there's certain Jews that I'll set over the affairs of the province. Shadrach, he ain't called by the real name. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king,
have not regarded thee.
Yeah.
They serve not thou God.
They don't serve your God.
Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
And see, sometimes, just understand this here. We got to be careful because sometimes people, we ought not do it, but we do it. You'll let people tell you something about me and you'll stop hating me because of what somebody else said. Find out for yourself how somebody is. Find out for yourself. Don't let nobody else tell you how to treat somebody else. Yeah. But watch what Nebuchadnezzar did. Verse 13.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage.
Notice now, he got mad, got hot. In his rage and fury.
Commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king.
So in other words, they ratted on, told on them. But understand this here, and I'm trying to help us with this. When you going through stuff, people may treat you the way they want to treat you. But understand, as I said this morning, God is always looking down. God don't sleep. God always looking down. So he said, bring them to me. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said
unto them.
Yeah.
Is it true?
Is it true?
O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?
Yeah, see, we got to be careful that though. We don't allow nobody. And I don't care what position they got and what type of consequences I may suffer. You ain't going to make me bow down and believe in stuff that you don't that ain't biblical. Yeah. I don't care what you do in the job. I don't. Easter, like y'all serve, ain't in the Bible. Christmas, like y'all do it, ain't in the Bible. And I don't care if y'all doing Christmas giving, doing change gift. I don't participate. I don't participate. And when you ask me, why do you participate? Because Christmas ain't biblical.
Amen.
It ain't in the
Bible.
Yeah, that's my reason. It ain't in the Bible. Yeah. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, no, let me just say this, kid. The Bible said, now, if you be ready.
That at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made.
But
if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
And who is that God
that shall deliver you out of my hands?
Yeah. So he told him, said, now, look, I'm going to give you. Now, I heard what they said, but I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to have them play the music. When you hear the music, I'm saying, I want you to bow down. And he said, now, if you don't bow down, in the same hour, I'm going to cast you into the fiery furnace. Now, what's going to happen to the God? Where's your God that's going to deliver you? The Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach.
And Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
So what he said was, and see, sometimes we got to, and I tell you, you have to be a Christian 24/7. Amen. You don't raise up. You don't get puffy. You don't get arrogant. You know, say, now they said to him, say, now Nebuchadnezzar, we heard what you said. And they said, now, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so,
our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
Yeah.
And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
Now, he said, now, if it be so, you can throw me into the fiery furnace. That's what he's going to do. But understand this here. I serve a God who is able, to deliver me out of this. And some of us may be going through stuff that may overwhelm us. But understand that you serve a God who is able to deliver you no matter what your circumstances are. Yeah. God told him in Genesis, is anything too hard? Yeah. Is anything too hard? And they say, but if, now understand this here now, and see, we have to understand this here. When we pray to God, excuse me, sometimes God may say yes, sometimes he may say no, or sometimes God may say wait. And so he told him in verse 13, but if not,
be it known unto thee,
yeah,
O king, that we will not serve thy gods,
mm-hmm,
nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Yeah, so he said, now understand this here now. I know my God is able, but if God don't move timely, understand this here, ain't going to matter. And see, you got to get a conviction in yourself that when things come in your life that you know that you ought not be doing as a Christian, it ain't right to do. You got to say to yourself, no, I ain't going to do it. Now, maybe some consequences with it, but I ain't moving. And then Nebuchadnezzar.
Full of fury.
Yeah, we just read a little bit tonight. I mean, I'm going to send you home. Just read. Send you home. The Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury. Notice he was hot then. You mean to say, and I put y'all up, I gave you this job, and you going to do this here to me? You going to read.
And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Therefore he spake.
And commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated.
In other words, if it was 350, I wanted 2150. Yeah, I'm gonna burn them. I'm gonna make them toast. Yeah. And he commanded
the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
mm-hmm,
and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace.
But these men
were bound in their coats,
uh-huh,
that their hosen and, mm-hmm, their hats,
uh-huh,
and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Therefore,
because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach.
So they got burned up. They got burned up. Yeah, they got burned up. And these three men,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
uh-huh,
fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
So they tied them up and they dropped them in the burning fiery furnace. Burning fiery furnace. Read.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we catch three men bound into the midst of the fire?
Read.
They answered and said unto the king, true, O king.
He said, wait a minute. Didn't you all throw three people into the fire? They say, you sure did. He answered and said, lo,
I see four men loose
walking
in the midst of the fire,
and they have no
hurt.
The form of the four
is like the Son of God.
I see Jesus. Yeah. Don't ever think you ain't got Jesus on your side.
Amen.
If you a Christian, don't ever think you are in the minority. You always in the majority because you got Jesus. You got Jesus. There's some good reading anyhow. He said, sometimes, and I encourage you, sometimes it's just sitting down with the Word of God. And the Bible says, so then faith cometh by
hearing
by the Word of
God.
If this don't strengthen your faith, that's how it works. Faith cometh by, you hear the Word of God, and your faith is strengthened. Yeah. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth
of the burning fiery furnace,
yeah,
and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God.
Notice now, is this time conversation has changed. Now you serve the Most High God. Read, come forth.
And come hither.
Yeah.
Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire.
And the princes,
governors and captains,
uh-huh,
and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power.
The fire had no power. No burnt marks on them. Read.
Nor was an hair of their head singed.
Not a hair ain't burnt up. Read.
Neither were their coats changed.
Nor the smell of fire
had passed on them.
How you gonna barbecue and don't smell like? You ever notice that? Yeah. Sister Sprout, go out there and barbecue, come back in the house, smell nothing like but nothing like the pit. And I'm ready to eat too. I know that's real, as Floyd would say. Yeah, go out there. When you dealing with charcoals and doing with a fire, you can't help but come in the house and smell like the fire.
Amen.
How you going to not smell like the fire when you've been in a furnace?
Amen.
Yeah, but watch what God does. Then Nebuchadnezzar
spake and said,
blessed
be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
who has sent his what?
Angel.
And delivered
his servants.
That what?
Trusted in him.
Trusted in him. And have changed the king's words.
And yielded their bodies.
Yeah.
That they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god.
See, you got to take a position that I don't care what y'all said. I don't care what the laws change around here. I'm going to worship God according to the book, chapter, and verse. That's the conviction that we got to have. And so what God did was, after Nebuchadnezzar saw them, it changed him. Sometimes God would allow you, sometimes when you carry yourself as a Christian, when people treat you wrong and treat you bad, you sometimes, by you holding your conviction, still treating them as a Christian, you can win those people over. Watch what Nebuchadnezzar says as we close this lesson. Therefore,
I make a decree.
I'm going to make a decree.
That every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of
anybody Shadrach, that talk against God that they serve, read.
Of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Watch the penalty.
Shall be cut in pieces.
Read.
And their houses shall be made a dunghill.
Because
there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.
Then
the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
I got my job back. Got my job back. Amen. Y'all tried to hate on me. You went and told the king and did all these things to me. But God allowed the king to see God. And so God, in this instance, allowed those boys to be promoted. You know, we like promotions. Amen, somebody. Amen. I know about you. Anytime they want to talk about one, I want to be the first one in line. Yeah. But God allowed them to be promoted back to the position they had. So now, just think about this here now. At the time when they told first rat on them, see, like remember I talked about this morning, sometimes you got to picture stuff. You know, everything going good for you. All of a sudden now, somebody went and told the boss man something, and the boss man to call you in the office. Now the boss man, really, he's threatening you. If you don't do this here, you don't do this here, I'm going to fire you. And so, yes, you know, Mr. Jones, I appreciate you, and, you know, they need my job, and I want my job, but you know, according to my religion, remember Muhammad Ali did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, I'm not going to war because these people ain't done nothing to me. You all the one that's hating me. Mm-hmm. See, now you do what you got to do. And he lost his championship for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And if some people say he lost, those who follow boxing, he lost the better years of his career because he wouldn't step forward and serve in the military because of his religious convictions. Mm-hmm. And then they overturned it and made him free because of that. And I'm saying to all of us, you got to stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. And sometimes you'll find and understand this. Go to Acts chapter 9 as I close this lesson. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. And we'll see a case, a point where you had someone else that was hating on God's people. Acts chapter 9. You can pick up at verse number 1. Because Saul was a person now. And Saul,
yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord,
yeah,
went unto the high priest,
uh-huh,
and desired of him letters to, mm-hmm, Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem.
So what I did, we showed you an Old Testament lesson to strengthen your faith, but also I want to show you in the New Testament. So you got a case in point. Saul at the time was not a Christian. What he wanted to do, he went against the disciples of the Lord, or he went against Christians. And he wanted, I want you to give me some letters that if I find anybody, this way was the way of Christians, anybody that's calling himself a Christian, give me permission that I can, whether they are man or woman, I can bound them up and I can bring them and put them in prison. The Bible says, and he journeyed.
He came near Damascus.
Yeah.
And suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven.
Yeah.
And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
And Saul answered and said,
Who art thou, Lord?
Yeah. And the Lord said,
I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Yeah, I'm going to make my point on this. Whenever somebody's doing something against a Christian, God is watching. And God, Jesus told Saul, he said, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who art you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus whom you persecuted. The point I'm making to all of us that are Christians tonight, when someone is doing something against you as a Christian, they're doing it against Jesus also. Mm. Yeah. And Jesus may take on it so much, and he's going to deal with the matter. So God blinded Saul. God blinded him. And so what I'm saying to us is when we go through trials and situations, as was the case with the boys, the Jewish boys, and that they trusted in God, they put their faith in God. And I'm saying to us, with this lesson is designed to strengthen your faith, that you believe in God and know that God is able. And when somebody is doing something against you, you simply need to stay being a Christian. Yeah. Don't lower yourself to their standard. Amen. They cussing you, you cussing them. They pull something out on you, you pull something out of them. No, you are a Christian. Amen. You are a Christian. At all times, you are a Christian. Amen. And so if there's someone today, and hopefully, again, our God whom we serve is able. That's the message tonight. Amen. Our God is able. And so if you're not a Christian, now how I become a Christian, you come by, you have an act. Go stay in Acts, Brother Oles, Acts 8:35. We'll stay with that. We'll stay in Acts. We'll stay in Acts. Acts 8:35, just read for me. How do one become a Christian? We got the one example of how a person became a Christian in Acts 8:35. Then Philip opened his mouth.
And began at the same scripture and preached unto them Jesus.
So what we got to do, we got to tell people about Jesus. Three things about Jesus we want to tell them. God loves us enough that Jesus came down to earth. Jesus died for our sin. He was buried in the tomb. He rose the third day. And as they went on their way,
they came into a certain water.
Yeah.
And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?
So evidently, when you preach about Jesus, you got to preach about baptism. Because the eunuch said, wait a minute, here water, what's stopping me from being baptized? Nobody's a child of God until they've heard correct teaching and been baptized in water for the forgiveness of sin. And Philip said,
if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.
Uh-huh. And he said,
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
So when a person come down front, that's the statement that we teach them. They must say the same thing that's said in the Bible. They must say what they believe in their heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded the chariot to stand still.
And they went down both into the water.
Both Philip
and the eunuch.
And he did what?
And he baptized him.
That's how a person become a Christian. You hear the gospel. You believe the gospel. Repent of your sin. Make the same confession the eunuch made. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You do that. Now you're a fit candidate to be water baptized. Added to the church by the Lord, not man. The Lord adds you to the church. Now you are a Christian, a member of the Church of Christ. If there's anyone today that would like to respond to the message, we bid you to come together. We stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.